And by the by, as far as Michigan goes, from the CBS news station, now listen to how they frame this story. So the Michigan legislature has told the governor, we're not going to extend your powers, you little tyrant. By the by, pro-abort, pro-late-term abort, pro-Biden, pro-Killery, Gretchen Dim Whitmer is doing this intentionally to savage the Michigan economy and cause an uprising against the president. Which is why I don't understand why Don John has not lifted his mighty executive pen and told these various and sundry governors, you need to stop. The house arrest. Stop. For one thing, right, the CBS station tells us, polls shouldn't be... Polly shouldn't be obsessing over what safety measures business owners put in place. They're not children. They can figure it out. He should be watching hospitalizations and COVID-19 fatalities. Remember that the entire process of lockdowns and social distancing wasn't to stop the spread of the virus, but to slow it down so hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed. There is no hospital outside of New Tenochtitlan that was overwhelmed. None of them hit capacity. None of them hit the numbers that they were supposed to hit, that were supposed to have, you know, people waiting in lines. So, as a matter of fact, you know who's being laid off? 2 weeks ago, the unemployment, or 1 week ago, the unemployment number was 26 million. 4 million new names have been added to the unemployment rolls. Do you know what a primary field is for unemployment? Medical workers. How's that possible? I thought we were in a medical emergency. We have people dropping dead like flies. We have people being infected with this and that and the other. We need more medical attention. No, we don't. As a matter of fact, a friend sent me this the other day. I believe it's the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic announced layoffs the other day. Hold on. Make sure I can... I didn't click on it. I think it was the Mayo. It's the Mayo Clinic. That's where Father John Hollowell is being treated. What? Yeah, I know. I said was being treated. But the Mayo Clinic was announcing layoffs, furloughs, and flirting with the idea of bankruptcy. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. Headline, how the coronavirus stimulus left small businesses high and dry. This is by Ross Marchand at the American Conservative Magazine. For millions of struggling small businesses across the country, a small hand up from Uncle Sucker could go a long way. On April the 24th, the owners of mom-and-pop establishments breathed a sigh of relief when Trump signed into law a $310 billion extension of the Paycheck Protection Program, which offers forgivable loans to small businesses with 500 or fewer employees. Unfortunately, the program structure is hopelessly confusing, which has left many beleaguered businesses not receiving the money they need. Now, again, anyone that has to borrow money to make a payroll ain't going to make it in business anyway. They gong, G-O-N-G, gong. That's one thing. But what would immediately go toward actually aiding and assisting any small business, including this one, Crusade Channel, which, by the by, who's going to be first to make a chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat donation today for our April, now May, crowdfunding efforts. And believe me, May is the month when we usually do our biggest funder of the year and give a car away, a Kia from Bulldog Kia. That's obviously on delay, on hold right now. What are we to do here? go to you. It's all we can do. Go to you. And ask you to donate, contribute, shop in the store, become a Founders Pass member if you're not already. CrusadeChannel.com/go. Since PPP loans started flowing in early April, there's been lots of press by large restaurant and entertainment chains jostling for taxpayer dollars meant for small businesses. Now, again, a small business, this is not going to save. When they keep saying this effort will save small businesses, if a small business, most small businesses are one or two financial events away from insolvency. You know, 80% of all small businesses fail in the first 2 years. 80%. What do you think that percentage is during the corona hoax? So, well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? Bailouts will not fix this. Bailouts won't fix loss of revenue from business, normal business operations. Bailouts won't fix anyone's mindset of the work that they're not doing. Do you understand this? When you tell 220 million people that they're all fired and they can't work, and now, or at least 30 million of them that they're all fired and they can't work, what about the ones that are underemployed, that haven't filed for unemployment yet because they're just underemployed? Not unemployed, underemployed. What are you to tell all them? By the way, many people have somewhat of a an attachment and define themselves through their work. Work is what people are known for. When we previously had the right to free assembly, right? Reasonable people can argue about whether, say, individual Marriott locations deserve help, but it makes little sense to riddle what should be a broad-based relief program with loopholes that few can understand. In this case, the CARES Act, CARES Act, allows companies in the accommodation and food service sectors to get small business loans for each business location that employs 500 or fewer workers. So in other words, if you're the Marriott Hotel and you got chains all around the world, hotels all around the world, you can get a PPE loan for your hotel in New Orleans, say, that has less than 500 employees. That's not for a small business. What the hell do they think they are? Who do they think they're conning with this? Let me go to Travis in Cincinnati. Travis, you're first up here today on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great. I went to the Ohio State House last Saturday and protested, and trying to get more people out to that. So I've really been trying to get connected to Nino Vitale, but he doesn't return my calls. My representative is John Becker. He's in the 65th House District.
Well, Travis, if Nino's not your state representative, I mean, there's no need to get passive aggressive on him. There's returning your calls may be that you're not a constituent.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I love Nino. I have no problem
all right.
at all. I know he's busy, but I'm just trying to get
We're not going to cotton any Nino bashing in this on this call, sir.
No, not at all. I love Nino Vitale.
All right.
I have spoken very. So anyhow, I'm on my way to work again and going to the hospital to work, and it's deader than a doornail. So
now, what hospital is that?
Nightmare. Well, I really don't want to say it.
All right. It's in Ohio. Yeah. Is it in Ohio?
Yeah, it's in Ohio.
Okay.
And yeah, and so, this is just typical. And my wife works at another hospital, and same thing going on where she works at. And this has been going on for a month. And I told my partner I work with at work, I said, I guarantee you in a month we'll be in the same situation we're in now. And I also called it. I said, I guarantee you, you watch it. Governor DeWine will Governor Dimwit will expand the stay-at-home order past this day of, you know, May the 1st. But sure enough, the day before, night before, he did it. He did it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. He didn't even do it. He let the director of health services do it.